On today's show, Suzuki says sayonara to China. You'll be stunned to hear how much it costs to repair the front end of a Kia K900, and things are going from bad to worse in NASCAR. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Well, Elon Musk is like President Trump. He figures out how to constantly keep his name in the headlines. Now everyone's talking about how he smoked pot, drank whiskey, and dropped F-bombs in a podcast called The Joe Rogan Experience. Of course, that's not all he did. Elon Musk talked about his plans for an electric airplane and launched into an emotional rant on why we have to end our addiction to oil. Meanwhile, an activist investor is initiating a lawsuit against Musk. Citron Research claims Elon illegally manipulated Tesla stock price to hurt short sellers. Well, that may be true, but at least he's trying to save the planet. Ford teased the first picture of the electric car it's going to come out with in 2020. Here's what we know so far about it. It's a crossover with design cues that come right off the Mustang, like the hips, fenders, and taillights. In fact, it will probably be called the Mach 1, a name that Ford used on the Mustang in the early 1970s. It will have a 300-plus mile range and deliver jaw-dropping performance. But all of this came out yesterday at the same time that Ford was announcing it was recalling 2 million F-150s because the seatbelt tensioners can generate sparks that could cause a fire. Do we think the Mach 1 release was timed to overshadow a massive recall? Perish the thought! Why, it never crossed our minds. Well, we think this could be a first. An automaker is actually abandoning the Chinese market. Suzuki is giving up on China to focus on the Indian market. And well, no wonder. Ward's Auto data shows that Suzuki sold fewer than 25,000 cars in the first half of the year in China. And that is a 45% drop from last year. In India, on the other hand, Suzuki controls 50% of the market. And to maintain that dominance, Suzuki says it needs to build 1.5 million EVs in India by 2030. So it's testing 50 electric prototypes to develop them to handle the country's heat, dust, and heavy traffic. And this is a watershed moment. We think Suzuki will not be the only car company to fail in China. NASCAR is in trouble, though no one there wants to admit it. And that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Mercedes-Benz Trucks just introduced the newest version of its flagship commercial truck, the Actros. The big semi will now come with semi-autonomous driving features called Active Drive Assist that can brake, accelerate, and steer the truck at any speed. It even has a lane keep assist feature. If the front end of the truck looks like it's missing something, that's because it is. Large outside mirrors have been replaced with a camera system called Mirror Cam. And when combined with other improvements, like predictive powertrain control, the Actros uses 3% less fuel on the highway and 5% less on rural routes. Two 10-inch display screens replace the normal instrument cluster, as well as the control panel. A larger 12-inch display is also available. The new Actros will start arriving to customers next spring. And things are continuing to get worse at NASCAR. Martin Truex Jr. is the reigning Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series champion, but his Furniture Row Racing team just announced it will close up shop at the end of the season. It just lost 5-Hour Energy as its major sponsor. And it's not just the energy drink. A number of sponsors have left NASCAR, most notably Lowe's, which has been Jimmy Johnson's sponsor for just about his entire career. Meanwhile, NASCAR officials deny there is any sponsorship problem and claim there is nothing wrong with the sport, despite thinly attended races and plunging television ratings. If you own a Kia K900, You better hope you never damage the front end. You will be stunned to learn what it costs to fix. We'll tell you how much right after this. Today's cars are being equipped with more and more technology. While the systems make driving more convenient, if you get in an accident, you could be stuck with a hefty repair bill. And on AutoLine this week, we're joined by John Van Alstyne, the CEO and president of iCar, an organization that helps educate shops on collision repair. He said automakers need to do a better job of planning for repairs when developing new vehicles, and he pointed to the Kia K900 as a prime example.
The AutoLine This Week Powertrain Series Preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
Just an example, so the Kia K900, for example, it has a ton of technology in the front and around the corners of that vehicle. A normal left front corner hit on that car results in a repair bill of circa $34,000.
$34,000?
Compared to an average of about $8,000. So what happens there? You know, insurance cost goes up, total life cycle cost goes up, cost of repair, driven by cost of repair.
For more about how the auto industry is tackling repairing high-tech cars, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.